True Soldiers of Christ. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 4th, 1900. I have words to speak in regard to the condition of things in America. Those who have the word of the Lord, through the possession of their Bibles, have not one semblance of excuse for neglecting to practice the word obediently, and to strive in their personal qualifications of character with supplication to God, to the end that they may so understand the word of God as to practice the word and reach the noblest type of Christian character. In order to be true soldiers of Jesus Christ, we must meet the requirements of His word as loyal subjects of the heavenly kingdom. There is work to be done. You are not to hover over the churches when there are, within the very shadows of your own doors, those who know not the truth. This work is neglected, and thousands upon thousands of souls who are without God and without a knowledge of the important truth for this time will, in the judgment, condemn those who knew the Lord was soon to come and never warned them. Those who claim to believe the truth must appreciate the great warfare before us and what is comprehended in being a faithful soldier of Jesus Christ. Have not many of you been in drill many years, and in the place of aggressive warfare toward the powers of darkness, have you not devoted your talents to criticism, to the exaltation of self, and finding fault with your brethren? The Savior's army invites voluntary enlistment. There must be a complete surrender of the passions, will, and ways to the will of the Master. Our work is to obey the orders of the mighty General of Armies. A strong and active bodily organization is to be maintained. The senses must be enlightened as to perfect obedience. Duties are to be done which cannot always be seen as essential, but now comes in the necessity of faith in a higher wisdom and power than your own. Have faith in God, unshaken faith in the skill and ability and fidelity of your commander who knows the plan of the battle. The Lord Jesus does not deceive His soldiers. He opens before them the conflict, presents the plan of the battle, points out the hazardous undertaking, and exhorts everyone to count the cost. He does not leave them in ignorance. He tells everyone before enlistment to count the cost before they enlist as soldiers in His army, for a soldier's life is a life of duty. Luke 14, verse 28-32. To every man in service is given his work, and no excuse can be accepted why that God-given work is not done. Some are negligent and indolent. Some are slothful servants, like the man who had one talent entrusted to use and improve, but he buried it in the earth and made no use of it. When his talent was called for to be rendered back to God, the owner, he had only the one unused talent. No one was improved by his entrusted gift. The least he could have done was to use it to the best of his ability, but he handed it back with a complaint against God. I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strewn. So I hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, here is thy lent treasure. The Lord repeated his words, Thou knewest. Matthew 25, verse 26. The fact was, he had not a knowledge of God and His works and His ways and His mercy and His kindness in giving an opportunity to improve the entrusted gift. The word is, Take the talent from him and give it to him that hath 10 talents, for to him that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. May 4th, circa 1902. I found these pages and add some things to it. We must work up the fields in the South. The people from these cold climates must not confine their labors long at a time in the most malarious districts. There should be established in Nashville a printing plant, and there should be a sanitarium started and operating as soon as possible and a school out of the city. It will have to begin small and then add to its facilities as can be done with the means that shall be donated, but in no case run in debt. Do your work on a sure basis. There will be small books increasing to large books printed at as little cost as possible. If work can be done in the South and not have to depend upon the tract societies to have to cut a slice of the profits for every finger that touches the books, it would be best to do this. The books are being handled by altogether too many interests. Handle your books yourselves and obtain your canvassers yourselves. Every time a book is taken in the hand to do something with it, it cuts away the profits that you need to make more books.
In the South, I believe, you expect the colored people will be your first interest. You must get out a class of books with many object lessons, for the colored people must see a thing before they can understand it. Small books will be distributed freely. Many must be given away, but sell for a small price all you can, and then create a fund from those who will give help in the work when once started. Then the Lord will open ways for constructing many methods that are not seen now. You must move by faith and work by faith and plan by faith things unseen. The Lord will increase the talents of those who are disposed to work.